If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, on this Nintendo News Minute. And because I missed yesterday, guys, we have a lot of news to cover. So we're going to jump right into this thing. Before I do, I want to let you guys know that if you're thinking about starting a podcast or you need some help getting your podcast off the ground, I have all kinds of resources. If you look at the link in the description, there's tons of stuff there, including webinars, ebooks, all kinds of things to help you get your podcast off the ground. So with that, let's jump into the news. First off, Super Mario Advance 1, 2, and 3 are coming to Nintendo Switch Online Expansion Pack next week. We are looking at MyNintendoNews.com. And looking at the article here, it says Nintendo has been very active with the Nintendo Switch Online and Expansion Pack retro libraries lately. Although it varies which retro library gets updated, Nintendo's schedule with new additions has reached a point where it is guaranteed to see at least one or two games added a month. Well, today was no exception. Nintendo has announced that Super Mario Advance, Super Mario World, Super Mario Advance 2, and Yoshi's Island Super Mario Advance 3 will be coming to Nintendo Switch Online Plus Expansion Pack Game Boy Advance Library on May 26th. So here's what I want to say about this. The first game that came out of this series has been on the expansion pack since we got it. We've talked about it on the show before, but maybe you're new. Maybe you haven't heard me say this before. I was even chatting with somebody on Instagram DMs today who was like, aren't these games already available? I'm so confused because I had reposted the video that Nintendo put out. Super Mario Brothers 3 on the Game Boy Advance is the best way to experience that game. There is almost an entire game worth of levels that were only available through the e-reader. So highly recommend jumping into that version. I am going to dive into that, and I'm going to put out a video tomorrow explaining how to get into those levels and so that you can experience basically it's almost a sequel to Super Mario Brothers 3. And they were tied to that e-reader. So you had to actually buy cards, swipe them through this e-reader in order to unlock these levels prior. They should all be available. I actually haven't confirmed it on the Switch, but I know they were available on the Wii U. So I'm assuming this is no different. I just don't know how to access it yet. So I'm going to research it and get a video up for you guys tomorrow. It will be on my YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/@N64Josh. The games that are coming out, Mario Brothers 2, Mario World, and Yoshi's Island. Now, I know Mario 3 is the best way to experience it. Watching the video and just seeing the graphics, and they add voiceover to Mario, which is super cool. When he picks up a mushroom or a power up, he says something like, "Hoo, just what I needed," right? It's fantastic. I love just those little details, but also there's added animations to the, like there's added sprites to the animation. So when Mario turns, there's a few more animations. Overall, it's just the best way to experience these games. And there are some classic, like old school Mario Brothers, like the on the same screen arcade action. They are available on these games as well. If I remember correctly, I'd have to go through and check which ones for sure. But I know I can see the menu when I fire them up. So I know for sure Mario 3, and I'm fairly certain Mario World. I don't know if I have Advance or Yoshi's or Super Mario 2 or Yoshi's Island. And the naming of these games, so bonkers, right? Like we have Super Mario World, Super Mario Advance 2, Super Mario Brothers 2 is just Super Mario Advance, and then Yoshi is Yoshi's Island Super Mario Advance 3. It's such just goofy naming, but the 26th, you'll be able to jump into these games. I'm honestly pretty excited. I'd like to play through. I want to play through all of these with these versions. Like, I love Mario World. I have a playthrough going on my Switch right now. Super Mario Brothers 2, I try to play at least once a year, kind of in a way of remembering my best friend who I lost at 19 when we were little kids. It was our game. It was just our jam. Like, we love Super Mario Brothers 2 and the hype building up to it. Like, I can remember all of the interactions and the Nintendo power and just our conversations so vividly. And so the game holds a very special place in my heart. But let's continue on with the news here over to Nintendo Life. We got a couple different things from Pokemon, which I saw Joe from Serebii tweet today that he's like, yo, this is not a good day for Pokemon news. And unfortunately, it's not. And we're going to dive into each of these things much more on the Poke News Now podcast. We're recording an episode tomorrow, and those episodes are going out regularly. So if you guys want to get just straight Pokemon news, head on over to Poke News Now, wherever you listen to podcasts or on YouTube. And the website is rocking and rolling as well. So if you want to stay up to date with some Pokemon news, PokeNewsNow.com. But let's get into the article here. It says, Pokemon Home Support release date for Scarlet and Violet mistakenly announced. Update, the Pokemon company makes a correction. So I saw this tweeted because I have tweets on for, you know, Pokemon and Serebii and stuff just to stay up to date with all the news. And I was like, oh, good. Home is finally here. Like, the Pokemon community has been chomping at the bit. That was supposed to be out, like, I think first quarter. And I think earlier, like much earlier in the year, and we haven't seen anything yet. So it's I know people are getting very impatient. Well, the tweet that went out reads, starting 24th of May, get a special Pokemon when you link Pokemon Home with Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet. You'll be able to receive Sprigarito, Fucoco, and Quaxly with hidden abilities as mystery gifts in the mobile device version of Pokemon Home. So people were excited. Then they quote tweeted it. And they said, we put the cart before the Mudsdale. Earlier, we mistakenly posted that Pokemon Home version 3.0.0 would launch on the 23rd, 24th of May. However, the actual release date is yet to be announced. 3.0 is coming soon, though, so please continue to follow our pages for more. I'm honestly scared to click this tweet, but I'm going to. Okay, we're going to see what it, like, some of the replies. Yeah, the first one is like a SpongeBob GIF saying, what? Somebody else says, I would ratio this, but I doubt it would work. Someone else says, absolute clown show. Another tweet here says, I swear to God, are you bloody kidding? Someone else says, this is actually terrible. Like, yeah, Pikachu crying. And then somebody else says, you got till June 21st before releasing it. Like, somebody else saying it's been 3,000 years. Like, oh my goodness. This is so funny. But I mean, people aren't happy. You know, somebody says, paid service, by the way. Don't be like Niantic. Somebody else says, no. Common Pokemon L. Like, I don't know. people want this thing. They want Pokemon Home. So I get the frustration. You know, for me, I can just patiently wait. It's not like a huge deal for me. But I feel for the fans. I do. And I feel for Joe, because everybody tweets at Joe saying, when is it coming? He's like, guys, I don't have like the insider info. I don't know. You can just see him just like his tweets are just like, yeah, not great. So hopefully sooner than later, we're going to get home. And they said soon. So, of course, I'll let you know the moment it is available. More Pokemon news, which, again, is not the best news. Pokemon Game Director responds to Hear Us Niantic hashtag social media backlash. And so, again, we're looking at NintendoLife.com. And I'm just going to jump into the quotes from the director. And it says, yeah, we've definitely taken note. It's hard to ignore, right? I'm personally being tagged in a lot of these tweets, so we read everything and we see everything. That was a very, very painful decision to make, even for me. But when we look at the sort of overall health of the game and the type of behaviors that remote raid passes were introducing, it just really didn't align with the kind of experience we were trying to create. And I can honestly say that even for me personally, it became sort of an unhealthy way to engage with the game. I would just sort of throw money at Pokecoins so that I could spam legendary raids as much as possible. And we are talking about legendary Pokemon. They're supposed to be the epic epitome of all Pokemon content. And this is something that players, including myself, are doing over a dozen times a day. For some people, over 100 times a day. And so that's something that we really honestly let go a little bit, you know, we let go on a little bit too long and ultimately needed to course correct. Sterenaka went on to mention how the team would not make compromises on the mission. So again, super, super painful decision that is not something we took lightly, but it is something that we felt is necessary for the longevity of the game to also ensure that we are not really compromising on our mission. So you've got the community saying, hear us, Niantic. We want remote raid passes. And Niantic saying, this is not our vision. This is not what we want to do. And even the director saying, look, it was just easy for me just to throw money at it, which as the director of the game, I mean, it's a business ultimately, right? They want people throwing money at it. So it's going to be interesting how this develops over time, right? Because if they do see a decrease in raid passes, which is a decrease in revenue, maybe there's some kind of compromise made down the road. Maybe one raid pass a day remote. Because the other thing to talk about, like the other part of this conversation, and we talked about it on the Poke News Now podcast, is that there are some people that cannot leave. There are some people that do not have raids near them. And so, you know, it, in some ways it became an accessibility issue where it opened up opportunities for maybe those that couldn't access the raids to have access to them. So I don't know. Is it the right decision to take all of them away? Maybe not, but so far they're sticking to their guns and they're saying, look, we hear you guys. We know what you want, but it's not currently our vision. So it'll be interesting to see where this ends up. And I don't think this is the last we are going to hear about it, because there's, they say it's for the long-term health of the overall game, but in Niantic's own principles of encouraging players to get out and explore the world together, which I get, the community days are incredible. They are a ton of fun. I'm not able to get to my community day this week, which is tomorrow, but I do like, I want to start making it an event. So if you're in the greater Seattle area, the next one, I'm going to do my very best to be a part of. And I would love to see as many of you guys come out as possible, because it would just be cool to hang out, and I'll bring my camera. We can record, probably do some podcast interviews right there during Community Day while we're all walking and catching Pokemon together. It just sounds like a great time. And shout out to Lindsay for basically making me do these things and getting me out of the house and just really teaching me the ropes with Pokemon. And yeah, she's incredible. So shout out to Lindsay for continuing to push me with Pokemon Go. Lastly, again, not the greatest news for Pokemon. Current Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Terror Raid battle event suspended due to reward bug. So Serebii here tweeted out and said, Serebii update, due to an error with the raid battles, the current running Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Terror Raids have been suspended. We'll provide details on its return. And so from the article here, it says the current Terror Raid battles in Pokemon and Scarlet and Violet have been put on pause after seemingly game-breaking bug was found in the battle's reward section. And I saw Nintendo retweet the Pokemon company today with this update. It says, from what we've seen so far, the bug seemingly granted a faulty none reward upon completing the battle, with the game crashing immediately afterwards. This appears to have affected all of the events running this weekend, including today's 5-star Great Tusk and Iron Treads event, as well as the rerun of the 7-star Chestnut Terror Raid battles. The Pokemon Company has pulled all of the above as a precaution. And again, this news comes via Serebii. So again, like, I mean, let's click the Serebii tweet. Let's see what the community is saying, because I'm sure, do something right for the first time. Impossible challenge. Game Freak, do something right for the first time. Impossible challenge. Someone else says, well, glad I decided to get on and catch the Chestnut. Ugh, oops. Continuing on. Maybe this will be the fix update that makes the raid battles fun without having to bring an overleveled Mon that is the exact perfect Terra type counter to do them offline. Great Tusk was so powerful, the raid event stopped. I like it. I'm here for it. It says, given the nature of the bug, this is incredibly embarrassing. A simple playtest would have identified this issue, yet you didn't even do that. It's a minor inconvenience, but that's pretty insulting event. That's a pretty insulting event to happen. In case anyone was wondering, they were giving them the item called None. It was trying to give the TM materials for Chestnut, Great Tusk, or Iron Treads, which don't exist, leading to the crash. So yeah, there's the tweets. There's, you know, somebody else saying this is getting ridiculous. Bruh, no way. What happened to the what's happening to the Pokemon Company right now? I mean, personally, I don't like seeing any of this, right? Like, the last thing you want is companies this big that have the kind of funding they have behind them making these kind of missteps. It's super, super unfortunate. And the community gives them no slack, like, especially the vocal minority online. There is no slack. So I feel sorry for the social media person that has to go through all these replies. Whew, it has been a rough couple days for the Pokemon Company, but hopefully they bounce back strong. Hopefully Home releases soon. Hopefully Niantic comes up with a good solution, good compromise for the raids that still get people out and about, as well as allowing others to experience the raids. And hopefully these Terror Raid battles get fixed quickly, because yeah, it is it's frustrating for sure. So moving on, we've got Power Wash Simulator in the news with SpongeBob SquarePants special pack announced for Power Wash Simulator. And you're using a power washer that looks similar to something you would see in Bikini Bottom, and you're cleaning up Bikini Bottom. The picture, if you guys are only listening, is a picture of SpongeBob's house getting power washed. And there's even a video on Twitter. Let's go ahead and just let this play here. If it will, it may not. But, you know, getting to go down to Bikini Bottom and clean up with your very, very cartoony power washer. Kind of fun. From the article, it says Future Lab and Square Enix Collective have announced that SpongeBob SquarePants special pack for Power Wash Simulator is releasing this summer on the Nintendo Switch and other platforms. This will give fans of the classic Nickelodeon animated series access to a SpongeBob-themed Power Wash character model, plus new mini campaign across six new maps, which are Conch Street, the Bikini Bottom Bus, the Krusty Krab, the Paddy Wagon, the Invisible Boatmobile, and the Mermalayer. So there you go, guys. If you, I know Power Wash Simulator is one of those games that, like, people, you kind of just lose yourself in. It's super relaxing. I've not really played. I've only kind of watched, but just from what I've seen, I'm like, yo. And even from doing some power washing in real life, I'm like, yeah, this makes sense. So from Future Labs, co-CEO, it says, I'm so excited about this special pack. Our team has created another faithful IP crossover that is respectful to the source. I think this one in particular really shows how much we care about exceeding expectations to do each IP partnership justice. That's fantastic. Moving on here, it also says this is from the director of indie publishing at Square Enix Collective. It says, we are so excited to welcome SpongeBob SquarePants to the Power Wash Simulator world. This couldn't have happened without our amazing community of power washing pros and their wonderful responses to the Tomb Raider and Midgar special packs. We can't wait for you to join us under the sea. So there you go. It looks like it's just going to be this summer. I don't know if there's a specific date yet. It just says this summer on Nintendo Switch, Xbox One, Xbox Series, PC, PlayStation 4 and 5. So that'll be coming soon. I'm curious. Let me know, you know, whether in Discord or on Twitter or in the comment section, are you going to be picking this one up? Is this special pack for Power Wash Simulator something on your radar? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Next up, we're back over at NintendoLife.com and Mortal Kombat 1 is confirmed for Nintendo Switch launching September. Now, if this game runs as well as Mortal Kombat, I believe it's 12, but don't quote me on it. I have it in my collection. I think it's 12, might be 11. I don't know. It runs surprisingly well for a Switch game. For one of the like AAA games that are typically kind of, there is a little bit of mud to it, but it did seem to run relatively smooth as far as the frames. But in the article here, it says Warner Brothers Games has revealed Mortal Kombat 1, the latest installment in NetherRealm Studios' long-running fighting franchise. Launching on September 19th, 2023, the game will usher in a new era of the iconic franchise with a new fighting system, game modes, and fatalities, which look absolutely brutal. If you guys watch the video, watch the trailer for this, it is no joke. No joke at all. So key characters from the debut trailer make their appearance, including Scorpion, Sub-Zero, Katana, Melina, Kung Lao, and more. Pre-orders for the game will go live May 19th, and players who pre-order will gain access to the character Shang Tsung. And there are a few screenshots here on the article for the game. The trailer is really good, especially if you're, I mean, I've been a fan of this game ever since it was in the arcades. Watching the trailer kind of got me hyped. Like, if you're a fighting game fan, this is one that's going to be on the Switch, of course. We aren't seeing Street Fighter 6, unfortunately, but shout out to Hitman for hitting me up yesterday and hooking me up with a copy of Street Fighter 6. And he's going to show me the ropes. He's even going to join me for an episode to kind of go into the history of Street Fighter, because I have a long running history with that series, and he is absolutely incredible at the game. So it's going to be a great conversation that you can look forward to. There was also, now let's see, there was a leak, and I thought I had that up here, but I'm going to pull it up real quick. So here we go. This is over on My Nintendo News. Now this might be kind of spoilery for you, I guess. So I'm just going to give you a quick fair warning. And it is a rumor, nothing confirmed, but I've seen these popping up periodically, and it is the Combat Pack 1 playable characters. Again, just a rumor. Quan Chi, Omni-Man, Ermac, Peacemaker, which from the HBO TV show and the Suicide Squad, Takeda, and Homelander from the Amazon Prime show, let me see if I can remember, The Boys, right? So, and then it says five cameo characters: Tremor, Johnny Cage, Chameleon, Movado, Farah, and Skin of Jean-Claude Van Damme. So these are just looking at the article here. It says Warner Brothers Games finally revealed the next Mortal Kombat game is a reboot title, Mortal Kombat 1, and is coming to multiple platforms, including the Nintendo Switch in September. Today, we have news regarding the first combat pack, which, according to Amazon Italy, will include six playable characters, including Peacemaker and Homelander, and five cameo characters, including Johnny Cage. Mortal Kombat 1 will be released the 19th of September at retail and on digital stores. So looks like a pretty pretty interesting roster, and I'm here for it, honestly. Will I play it on Switch? I'm not really sure, but I do know I will be picking this one up more than likely on my Xbox just because I want to see this game running as best as it can. But who knows? We might pick it up on Switch just to test it, and maybe we can do some memes with Johnny Bo saying it's the it runs best on Switch, and that's the only place you should get it. Before wrapping up here, guys, we do have a little bit of news from Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. There is an update. Version 1.1.1 is here, and we can take a look at the patch notes. They're not extensive. From Nintendo Life says, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom has now been out for a week, and Nintendo has already released a second update for the game. Versus 1.1.1 fixes an issue where players were unable to clear the main quest, the closed door, even if all the conditions were met. This update should resolve that issue. Along with this, several issues have also been addressed to improve the overall gameplay experience. The full patch notes read almost identical. It says, fixed issue where sometimes the player could not clear main quest, the closed door, even if they fulfilled the conditions to advance the quest. If you've already encountered this issue, you will be able to clear the quest by downloading the update data. Several issues have been addressed to improve gameplay experience. Lastly, from the article, though, it says, before you update, just be mindful that patches like this may resolve certain glitches. We'll let you know if we hear anything about this in the version 1.1.1 update to Tears of the Kingdom. And that's also what I was wondering. And you know what? We're gonna drop on down to let's see. This is another article from Nintendo Life. Came out Wednesday. It says, yes, Zelda Tears of the Kingdom also has duplication glitches. So, and it looks like this is from Twitter here, from Benjen Ninja. It says, easy duplicate glitch, fuse item to arrow, pause, drop bow, equip another, then pause twice very quickly, drop bow, unpause, pick up both bows, profit. So there are a way to start duplicating items apparently as well, which will that get patched out? Potentially. Wait, now looking at the bottom of the article here, it does read this. So there you go. You can now duplicate items, any item multiple times over. If you're interested in this glitch, you might want to try it out sooner than later, as there's always a possibility Nintendo will patch this in future game update. In saying this, you can set automatic software updates to off in the Switch system setting. And from the article here, it says it looks like some other glitches and methods may have already been discovered as well. So it's interesting. And it's, I mean, it's also kind of fun with stuff like this. Like, I don't know. There are some things that, you know, life will find a way and people find these glitches and cool stuff can come from them. There are times that the game studios end up, you know, patching them out, which is unfortunate because they weren't really hurting anything. Duplication glitch, I could see that kind of being problematic potentially. But there are also some items that I'm like, yo, if I could just duplicate a bunch of these and have them in my inventory, I would not be mad about it, you know? So, and if you've played the game, I'm sure you've had similar thoughts. That is going to do it for this episode of the Nintendo Powercast, the Nintendo News Minute. Thank you guys so much for listening. Appreciate you all so, so very much. And we got our full episode coming out tonight where we're going to be deep diving into Tears of the Kingdom and talking about our first 2 hours with the game. So, look forward to hanging out with you guys live, and be on the lookout for more live shows in the afternoons and evenings, because I want to start doing more of this live and getting your guys' feedback and questions and comments while I'm in the process of recording. So much love, everybody, and we will see you guys in the next one. Bye now.